The fourth support for awareness-based meditation is very important, because like the word awareness-based meditation, mark this word. As the word suggests, we are here to develop this inner awareness. This is inner awareness, or traditionally, there are other people call it mindfulness. In Mahayana, they call it zennian, awareness. So awareness based means you are developing the meditation so that this awareness nature indeed arise. When they arise, you're supposed to stabilize it. Then the awareness nature is actually your true mind, your silent mind, your nature within that is without thought. From there, you will start to understand you have two minds. One is the thinking mind, dependent originating, condition arising. From the true mind, the thinking mind manifests. This is not a theory. When you develop the awareness-based meditation, you can see. You can see how from the awareness thought arises. Then the awareness can be aware of all those thoughts and movement. Then awareness is different from the thought, the thinking. The thought, the thinking need the brain, the memory, to input the content into the pure awareness. Then the content trigger off the thought. So awareness here means aware before the knowing, or sati in terms of what the Buddha teach, sati, or the English equivalent is mindfulness. So here, the English word, you have to be careful. Mindfulness here means the mind is full of awareness without thought. That is the meaning. So sati is actually awareness before the knowing, before the arising of the thinking mind, the aggregates of mind, the perception, the feeling, the activity, the movement, the mind state, everything. Everything that your mind can do is the content of consciousness. So mindfulness is awareness before the arising of the sankhara. It's the pure awareness inside, the pure consciousness. No content, no aggregates of mind, no thinking. With that, then you can actually develop the understanding to meditate appropriately and you will progress very fast. Okay? So like I say, relax. Relax what? Relax body and mind. Body and mind. Be at ease. And maintain awareness or aware. So when you are aware, there is no thought. Okay? When you are aware, there is no thought. Means silent mind, your true mind. And follow. Huh? Is it clear now? Okay. After you aware, you don't try to do anything. The moment you want to do something, the thought will arise. Then who do? The thought do. Even you want to meditate, because you got no other instrument, the thought will try to meditate. The thought want to know, want to do, want to create thinking process, want to analyze, want to reason. And curiosity drives the thought to be more and more curious. That's why the question keeps on arising. Why like that? Is it correct? Am I doing it correct? All these are verbalization, chattering within the thought process. When this arrives, you cannot be aware. That's why that one becomes heedless thinking, thought-based. Unless you understand all this, very difficult for you to develop the awareness-based meditation. I think they arrived already. The other thing is, now we develop another spatial understanding. Okay? When your mind is without thought, just awake, what happened? Huh? What happened? Ah, there is clarity, there is space. Why? Because that nature is not clouded by anything, understand? That nature is empty of what? Of thought, of the mundane mind, of the aggregates of mind. So empty means clarity, like MB say, there is space. But if your mind has no space, means what? It's preoccupied with what? Your worry, your problem, understand not? When you worry about your family, your problem, your career, your relationship, your physical health, your financial situation, which is all the first noble truth reality, means what? Your mind, which is the true mind, has got no space, understand? It's preoccupied with all the thinking, with all the attachment, the craving, the worry, the insecurity, the doubt. And all these are the movement of thought created by thought. Can you see? When you are so cluttered, preoccupied with all these things, worry about this, worry about that, then how can you have awareness to develop awareness-based meditation? How can you have awareness to see what is going on in life? The man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware or you are lost in thought. True or not? When you are aware, you cannot think. Understand not? That's why you can see things as they are. Clarity. What goes on? The awareness. Understand. There is no thought involved. But when it's cluttered with all the sankhara activity, the aggregates of mind and your worry, your fear, then that mind, the thinking mind, is so conditioned, habitual tendency, and preoccupied with all this, what they call heedless thinking, you got no space. Understand? There is no clarity. You cannot understand. That's why you become heedless. Just like this author. When you try to continue to put things until you got no place to put, what will happen? You cannot move at all. Understand? Cannot move means what? No energy. Space is energy, pure energy from the nature. When you got no space, means no energy, means what? You are exhausted. Your life force all go towards the thinking. Thinking create what? Fear, negative energy field. Stress, negative energy field. Thinking take up a lot of thought energy. Your anger, your emotion, your sankhara, your mind state, fear, phobia, all these are intense negative energy. So if your mind has no space, you age very fast. You develop suffering, affliction, without you knowing. And yourself become affected because 80% of your body is water. When this negative thought process arises, it conditions the cells to mutate. That's why they become cancerous and all those things. That's why cultivators with awareness and mindfulness, their physical cells are full of tranquility, stillness, metta, and all those. That's why they have that ability to be intelligent, to develop clarity, to understand things, to awaken to things, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature. This is how you must understand it. There were moments you understand this, you will choose to be aware or heedful and never, never become heedless again. Your heedlessness is so devastating. It caused so much affliction in your mental. Your thinking mind is so active, cluttered. There's a without awareness-based meditation. There is no space. There is no clarity. There is no energy inside you, spiritual energy, to understand spiritual teaching. When you are cluttered, preoccupied, all those things, how can you understand things? You keep on arguing, understand not? You keep on creating what? Reasoning, justification, analysis, right and wrong. What are you doing? You are wasting time. Sabbe sankara anicca, sabbe sankara dukkha. Wake up to that. When you understand this, you understand the Dhamma that the Buddha teach very clearly. That's why this is a living Dhamma that you can witness and awaken to, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. That is the meaning. Understand, it's not a theory, it's not a concept, it's not an idea. Enlightenment is not an idea. It's something that can be realized, awakened to. Okay? Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.